You're listening to JJH.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
special guest host
and
your calls.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host,
someone else.
Head.
I am Twerkatron. Tonight, we try a little experiment. We'll be having a guest host. That's right, a guest host. So we suggest that you call 210-888-9198. Oh, I feel a twerking coming on. Twerk. Twerk. Twerkatron is my name. Twerking is my game. We do look forward to your participation this evening. A nice program. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
For your special someone,
oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all, whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at a half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie.
I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie.
You wanna buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you gotta be at least 6'3",
you gotta be
220 lean.
Like a D1 linebacker before
I sell you
that pie,
alright,
guys?
Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout.
That's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
DLM waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nah, sellers.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We gotcha. Wemek? DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Glad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
Kuru waifu. waifu. Come on, come down, down. Boy, 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 boy.
JJ Jai Radio. And now, your special guest host, take it away.
This is Nico. I will be your DJ for the evening. JJ is out sick, and since I'm dating Pam from HR, I got this shoe in for the job. We have an exciting show for you tonight. Hope you're ready to sit down, drink some scotch, and enjoy your stuff. Check out my podcast. Kevin Bacon is my dad.com. My podcast. Funny story, I took a girl on a blind date to an AA meeting last night. Just wanted to see what kind of skeleton she had in the closet. But also to see if she'd be down to get turnt with me. Overall, the day went very well. Any callers that want to call in shortly after our real news headlines can reach us at 210-888-888. 9190. If you came here for a entertaining and thought-provoking time, you will not be disappointed. Now for some real news headlines. Male hula-hoofing is making a comeback, according to CNBC's Money Talk.
Seem to be having some technical difficulties.
Okay, JJ, we got the mic back up and going. How's
it? Much better. Please continue.
Where'd you lose me?
Real news headlines.
Oh, very good. Okay. Male hula-hooping is making a comeback, according to CNBC's Money Talks. Al Sharpton was seen at the downtown Cincinnati City Hall, shaking his hips, along with a whole bunch of other men. Male and female twins from Chicago got married over the weekend. Apparently, there was a lull in the legislative session between the time that the law for incest expired and the time that it was supposed to get renewed. Chow Young and Yuan Wong, fraternal twins, 23 years old each, are now the first twin couple in the nation to be married.
I love twins.
Up next, we're going to discuss wearing a wire on a blind date. Apparently, that's a new thing. Bowling alley blind dates in Cincinnati has become also a huge social media event, making headway across the state. But before we take any callers, let's go ahead and read from the Little Red Book by Chairman Mao. When we look at a thing, we must examine its essence and treat its appearance merely as an usher at the threshold. And once we cross the threshold, we must grasp the essence of the thing. This is the only reliable scientific method of analysis. Chairman Mao.
Chairman Mao.
Little Red Book. If you haven't read it, don't bother. It's pretty terrible. Mm-hmm. Again, if you want to call in, 210-888-9198.
Call now.
Listener mail. Nico, you sound so sexy on the air. What's your sign? Love, Olga. Well, thank you, Olga. I do sound sexier in person, but I'll take the compliment. I'm actually both a Taurus and a Tai Chi Latte. Not to be confused with a chai tea latte. Hit me up again sometime, Olga. Thanks for the letter.
Gotta love Nico. That chai.
Nico, I'm wearing a maid outfit. LMK when Pam goes out of town. Howdy, Bruce. Well, Bruce, I do love a good maid outfit, but I'd rather see you dressed up like Mr. Belvedere. That's just my taste. 6'5", mustache, Belvederean outfit. Thanks again for the letter, Bruce. TTYL. Nico. Madonna is now the lead singer of Aerosmith. Your thoughts? Also, come over tonight. Love, Tatiana. Well, I thought Madonna was always the lead singer of Aerosmith, so don't really know where to go with that. Looks like we're going to be taking some callers. Okay, here's we're having some technical difficulties. Also, in latest news, Minnesota Vikings quarterback Don Julio is dating Kanye West. Apparently, they have a budding relationship that was found at a fashion event in Milan. A romantic. Looks like we have a call. Caller, hello. Jamie Jameson?
Yes, calling about the male hoopers, the hula hoopers.
And Jamie Jameson, if you could yell or scream at your phone, I'm guessing your microphone doesn't work very well. Are you using an iPhone 7 from 8 years ago, by any chance? Talk a little louder.
An iPhone 9.
Oh, ooh, is that a Minnesota accent I hear? Go on, Jamie. Jamie Jameson, I'm all ears.
I just wanted to say, I don't like male hula hoopers. I don't like them. I like what happened to the female hula hoopers.
What happened was inclusion, sir.
I don't really agree. I don't agree with the male hoopers.
Why is that?
It causes, you know, it's a degradation to society. They're out there, the hula hooping, swinging their hips. Attracting all the female cockatoos, you know, I just don't like them.
How much you had to drink tonight, sir?
What do you mean?
Well,
I'm
no psychiatrist, but I think you might be about to have a Freudian slip if you don't. You won't stop drinking, because I suspect that you actually like the male hula hoopers, don't you?
Two crack rocks, and that's it, no drinking.
Oh, well, that's great. Okay, caller, thanks for the call. Looks like we have another caller working its way in. JJHI Radio, are you there? JJHI Radio? Well, apparently not quite in there yet. Not working out. So let's go ahead and read some more. Miko, this email is to notify you that you've been served. Oh, my personal inbox. Let's see where this goes. I've been served. You must appear in Dallas County Courthouse Number 2 on December 3rd for a divorce court. Well, that's not very sexy. In the custody of the disputed seven mansions, well, I am wealthy. And 1 7-month-old baboon. You gotta be kidding me. She's trying to take the freaking baboon, too. Really, the baboon? Love Dallas County. Yeah, thanks, Dallas County. Let's take this next call. JJHI Radio, you're live on the air.
Hi, Lolly. This is Pam from HR. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, babe. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just here to welcome you to your first day at JJHI. JJ Head Industries is very happy to have you on the team.
No, I bet you're even happier, honey. Thanks for calling in. So what's going on? You calling to reprimand me or just congratulate me?
Well, I typically do this with all of our new hires, just to call and get to know you a little bit better. Sounds like you're interested in getting to know me, which I'm quite excited about. But first, why don't you just go ahead and tell me a little bit about your background? I'd love to hear more about you.
Pam, there's no need to be coy. Corporate's already aware that you and I have been doing the business. But sure, I'll play along.
No, Lolly, that's obviously we're going to have to get you a copy of our HR handbook. That's going to be against company policy, but it's okay. You're new. We have try to have some tolerance here on the first day.
Well, you didn't tell me I was new yesterday. You actually said, wow, you seem like you have a lot of experience. How old are you again? When I reminded you that I'm only 19 in term, so. But yeah, I understand. I understand. Look, not trying to embarrass you live on air or anything, but I actually haven't received a copy of the policy manual yet. So, yeah, babe. If you don't mind,
okay. Well, that's got to be an error on Tom's part. We'll have to. That in his file, actually. JJ didn't put in his sick time request today. Do you happen to know what's going on with him? Is he having diarrhea or something like that?
You know, Pam, I really couldn't get two thoughts about JJ. The goal here is to take over as host and never see him again.
We do foster a team atmosphere here at JJHI Radio. So,
I'm all for the team. I'm all for the team.
We love a team player. Have you played any sports, in the past? I saw some of your, Facebook profile pictures. It looks like, you know, maybe you're an athlete in high school. You work out a little bit.
Well, let's just say I can rest in the planking position for several hours.
That's great. We do foster a culture of physical fitness here at JJHI, and our benefits package has a lot of great gym discounts. Ranging from
Pam,
let's
cut to the chase, Pam. Mm-hmm. I got one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be doing the physical for me? Who's going to be doing my medical evaluation?
Well, I'll send you to an authorized medical clinic. They're, you know, we don't have a nurse on the team yet. But I will be reviewing your file, and you know, I'm sure everything will go just swimmingly. I'm not too concerned about it. But
Time you had me turn my head and cough, you said everything appeared to be working just fine down there.
Lolly, that didn't happen. You know, that just didn't happen.
Pam, what are you wearing right now?
Well, I'm not wearing anything, actually. How do you feel about that?
Damn. I'm speechless. But guess what? I know you're not wearing anything. The show is now remote. Everything's Bluetooth and mobile. I'm actually right outside your window. You just look through your blinds, you'll see me peeking through the bushes.
Oh, is that you? Oh. I'm waving to, do you see me? I'm waving to, hi. Hi, Lolly.
Hey, hello. What's going on, Pam? Hey, don't mind the baboon that's with me. That's Billy. My ex-wife's going to take it from me, the divorce. But, still got it for now.
That's your pet? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my pet. It's my best friend. Drinks me.
Great. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been a great intro, but I do have to bring up some business. We weren't actually able to verify some of your previous employment. It said on your resume that you had been a radio DJ host in the past, but I wasn't able actually to verify that. Actually, just tell me, a verbal will do if you just tell me what your experience has been.
Well, Pam, I could answer that question. We could just chalk that up to semantics. I guess a better question is do you really want to keep digging or do you want to keep reaping the benefits of getting to know me?
Well, Elliot, I am the HR manager here, so I'll be administering any of the benefits that there are to be had. So let's just not forget that.
All right, Pam, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you throw some clothes on? Me and Billy are going to go ahead and get out of your bushes. There's no pun intended there. Hope our callers don't need any of that. Throw some clothes on. We're heading back to the office. But remember, don't go digging too deep. That's my job, Pam. That's what we do.
Great, Lolly. Again, it's great. It's great to have you on the team. And just give me a call if you need anything.
Oh, I will. Oh, yeah, Pam, I will. Why don't we go ahead and throw it over to commercial? I think I need a moment with Billy here. Listening to JJHI Radio.
We'll be right back.
Oh, say, can you see?
Attention, baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets. Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Bangor Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
Gerald's Pet Financing. We'll finance anyone. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We'll finance your pet. Dogs, cats, birds, snakes, rodents, hamsters, fish. You name it, we'll finance it. call today. 210-888-9198. That's 210-888-9198. Tell him Gerald sent you.
Yeah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Financing. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
Hello, moms of America. Are you wondering what to feed your kids for dinner? Consider Krang's chipped beef. Only the highest quality beef parts that are 100% beef. Your kids will ask for it by name. More chipped beef, please!
It's JJHI Radio. And we're back with your guest host, Nick Lolly.
Here is your guest host tonight. Quite possibly permanent. Should JJ's surgery not go well, at least that's the plan. Let's go ahead and read another letter, and then we're going to take another caller. Again, if you would like to call in, it's 210-888-9198. Nico, sat next to Stevie Nicks and a lizard person on a plane yesterday. Forgot to bring my JJHI COVID mask and bear mace. How should I have handled that? Also, hit me up sometime. I'll be in New Orleans for the next few days. Bring Billy, your little baboon. My et tag is TikTok flight attendant. One love, Betty. Okay, Betty.
One first things first. Love.
God, I love when he does that. Well, Betty, first of all, you should have asked for autographs. And then you probably should have just acquiesced and allowed the lizard person to put his seed inside you. You could have your own lizard baby, and maybe it'll be wealthy someday. For the bear mace, no problem. Don't even worry about it. But I got some bad news for you, Betty. Everyone knows flight attendants are ran through. Not going to be calling you or hitting you up anytime soon. If we still have that caller on the air, I'll go ahead and take it now. JJHI Radio taking callers. You're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, JJHI Radio.
Yes, this is Con Connery from Ohio, not to be confused with Sean Connery.
Okay, Con Connery.
From Ohio.
What do you got for us today?
You had said something about Yay, or formerly known as Kanye.
Yeah. Dating the Minnesota Vikings quarterback.
Him. I saw him in Ohio, Jacksonville, Ohio. On a date with Jake G. Gyllenhaal. He's clearly cheap.
My God. Did you get pictures?
That rat bastard. I don't know what's gone into him.
Did you get pictures? And can you talk louder? Mr. Con Seanery, can you talk louder?
Con Seanery, yes, that's me. Con Seanery, not to be confused with Sean Connery. We'll get it mixed up nowadays. Jacksonville, Ohio.
Con Seanery, I'm going to need you to go ahead and call back from a better line. And also email me some of the proof. Thanks for your call. That's a pretty big claim that Kanye's cheating on Minnesota Vikings quarterback Don Julio. That's a rough one. But without pictures, I don't even want to get into it too much. We're going to take some more callers. JJHI Radio, can you hear me? And it looks like we're having technical difficulties. That's fine. That is just fine. So, as you know, Pam from HR. By the way, this is not an iHeartRadio podcast. We are a conglomerate of many other stations, but not as big as iHeart, but we're getting there. Large enough to have an HR department, and I got to say, that Pam is a wild one. I've only been here for about a month interning. Looks like we have a caller. I'll dig into my exploits later, but... Oh,
yeah,
it's
JJHI
Radio.
Is this JJHI Radio? Great. I just wanted to get an opinion on something. My neighbor has been quite a nuisance. See, I'm a propulsion enthusiast, and I frequently test rockets in my backyard and have been known to fly drones and... my neighbor's become quite hostile toward mm-hmm. my hobby. And mm-hmm. That's all fine, but I recently have acquired a jetpack. I'm very excited about my jetpack. However, I'm afraid that my neighbor is going to do something and put me at serious risk while enjoying my jetpack. I just wanted some advice on how to handle the situation.
Okay, sure, no problem. I actually have a PI sitting next to me. He's listening, and he's writing down some questions for me. He's going to help me with this.
Private investigator?
We have all kinds of resources. Look, Pam's not the only one that, gets down
I'm
on the conference.
I'm really just table. Looking for advice.
Well, we got the advice for you. Why exactly would you be concerned about your neighbor? Has he threatened you in any way? Does he try to throw anything at you when you're flying the jetpack?
Did he threaten you? Well, my neighbor actually shot one of my drones with a BB gun and damaged it permanently.
Goodness.
Yeah, so as you can imagine, a BB gun on a human eyeball, for example, could be mm-hmm. devastating. And so mm-hmm. I'm afraid that I'm putting myself at risk, exposing myself, if I am to use my jetpack in my backyard.
I'm going to go ahead and rewind a minute. You have a very unique voice, but also it's the kind of voice that says, I'm the kind of guy that prefers to expose myself. anywhere and everywhere.
The kind of guy that what?
That prefers to exposes myself. Is that what
exposes
you're doing?
Myself.
Yeah, do you ever expose yourself when you're on your jetpack, say, 50 feet in the air where everyone can see you?
Yes, I want to expose myself to the stratosphere. Very much.
In what way? Like, expose your body, or...
Yes. In the most visceral way possible, I want to put my body into the upper atmosphere with my jetpack.
Clothed or unclothed?
Well, I'll be wearing, at the very least, a jetpack, but I do plan on wearing a thermal protective suit as well. The sun rays are quite devastating in the upper atmosphere, so I will be planning for that, but I don't have a plan if my neighbor becomes hostile.
Well, we have two problems. One, those rays, they're known to cause melanoma, and if you have your genitalia exposed, I would hate to find out one of the world's most inventive jetpack creators ended up with testicular melanoma. The problem with the neighbor is he didn't actually threaten
my
you.
Genital. What?
Oh, it's just the way your voice sounds. I just keep getting stuck on the idea that you're some sort of pervert. Like, it's just your voice. I'm sorry. You're right. You didn't say anything about that. You're right. I'm not going to do that, though.
This is not a sexual call.
No, I guess not. I usually are. But as far as your neighbor goes, just because he shot your drone, that doesn't really make it a threat towards you. Where were you flying your drone? Were you anywhere near his bedroom? Where was the drone located?
It was located, it started on my property and then went up.
Well, okay.
And my neighbor got upset.
The moment the BB struck your drone, where was the drone located? On your property or his property? And just to verify, you were fully clothed, right?
I was not even outside. I was operating my drone from my lovely living room, and that's when it struck me.
I'll tell you what. What was your name again, sir?
Lattice Planter.
Lattice Planter. Okay. Well, look, Lattice Planter, why don't you call back here in about 10 minutes? We're going to come with some good advice for you. Thank you again,
Mr. Planter.
Much. Yes.
JJHI Radio.
Mr. Planter, this is Jimbo. This is Jimbo,
Jimbo,
your neighbor.
Oh, Jesus, I guess we're going to have
a... Say,
hi, Jimbo.
I just heard you on the radio. Is there a joke? Is there something funny over there?
I'm not laughing.
No, I'm not laughing, Jimbo. You're hearing things. Just go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, I just heard on the radio about the drone incident, and I just called to apologize. I mistook your drone for an alien device. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been a lot of alien activity in the neighborhood as of recently.
Jimbo, that's very big of you, and I do appreciate it. Jimbo, my wife cooked you a casserole when we moved in. We've made every attempt to establish a good relationship.
I know. And your wife's casserole was delicious. I'd love to eat your wife's casserole any day of the week. But listen, it 100% was a mistake. Didn't mean anything personal by it. talking about the drone, not the casserole. And I'd be fully willing to reimburse you for that drone if you would just offer me one more taste of your wife's sweet, sweet casserole.
That's a deal. That is a steal of a deal. What do you say, Lattice?
Well, it sounds too good to be true. But wait, wait a
second. It sounds too good to be true. I would like to get a taste.
Jimbo, I could have sworn that you were possibly over at my house when I was not there. And this is an entirely separate issue, but because your last statement triggered me slightly, I would like to go ahead and confront that. Were you at my house 1 week ago when I was out with my friends on a fishing trip? I saw what looked to be your hunting gear on my pet cam that I check occasionally because my cat is lactose intolerant and it's important that I see that my wife is not confusing the milk dish for the water dish. And I would like to know, man to man, were you eating my wife's casserole?
Well, no, sir. I'm going to go ahead and deny that accusation. I don't see how you could go ahead and plant that on me. Your wife's casserole is very popular, and that could be anyone's hunting gear on your pet.
I just Googled
that.
You sound particularly excited.
It's a seafood casserole, right?
What?
It's a seafood casserole, right?
It is a seafood, well.
Seafood casserole.
Good.
She does do that. She also does beef and chicken. She's a wonderful cook.
Roast beef casserole.
Well, Lattice, let's be real here. You know, have you considered that your wife might be, I don't know, flinging that casserole around town?
Well, that's what
gentlemen,
I'm saying. Like, I mean,
gentlemen, okay.
That's why.
We're going to go ahead and take a pause. Can you guys just hang on? Because this conversation's getting real fishy. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Just hold that thought. We'll be right back. You're listening to JJHR Radio.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fino River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
Chicken sandwiches.
Come on.
If we got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on. Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got?
You'll
never get any chicks with that.
Oh.
You need Booth Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro. What? Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Booth Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never, never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
It's JJHI Radio with your guest host, Nico Lally.
Let me know when we're live, okay, buddy?
And we're back.
Welcome to JJHI Radio. For all the most interesting conversation, advice, financial tips, conspiracy theories one could ask for. We got two callers on the air right now. Mr. Lattice, apparently his wife's seafood casserole is the best. And his, you guys still on the air? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm here. I'm very upset.
We're here.
Well, why don't we continue where we left off? I believe the neighbor was asking whether or not Lattice's wife is sharing her casserole with everyone. Let's continue.
Well, listen, as I said,
I don't even care about that at this point. Jimbo, do you want to tell me why your son's Volkswagen Beetle just drove off my property in a really big hurry? What was that about?
First of all, my son would not drive a Volkswagen Beetle. That's ridiculous. This is a ridiculous. You've got the profile all wrong here. Okay, you live right next to me. You see my truck. You see my son's truck. You see my wife's truck every damn day. Not one time has any of us in my family driven a Volkswagen Beetle. You need to keep tabs on what's going on at your place there, buddy. It sounds like some kind of Euro trash dude might be, I don't know, getting some of your American casserole. It's very tasty. I'll give him that. It compares very nicely to my wife's pie. Recall last week. I sent you this invitation for the pie tasting to come up next week. Come on by. Just have all the pie you want.
Did you just say a pie tasting?
A pie tasting, sir. Tasting. Speak English?
That's all I ever wanted, you know, Jimbo. I just wanted to be invited for some of your wife's pie.
Well, now, Lattice, I said you're welcome to come over and have my wife's pie anytime you want. I'll serve you up a nice hot slice. But you got to bring on the casserole. And you got to quit accusing me of these damn things. Now, I'm sorry about the drone. I'm sorry about the casserole. And I'm willing to replace your drone. Well, I think the real problem here is the damn aliens flying around in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, I concur. Hold on. I got a suspicious. Lance, is this your wife? We just got a listener letter. It says, Nico, come taste my casserole. 22120 Sasquatch Crotch Drive, Anonymous Seafood Casserole Babe. Is that Mrs. Lance? Oh, that's a shame. Looks like we lost our callers. Let's pick up this next one. You're live on the air, JJHI Radio.
Yes, I just wanted to say I am the son, and I did drive off in that Volkswagen Beetle after making love to your wife over some sweet sweet casserole.
My goodness. What's your name, son?
And that's all I have to say about that. And I'll see
you
tomorrow while you're off at work. So have fun. Goodbye now.
That's brutal.
Goodbye.
They're not. Well, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Let's talk about seafood casserole with pies making me hungry. Unfortunately, I believe the court said I'm not allowed anywhere near 1,000 feet of any restaurant. Go ahead and figure this out, you know? Like a good lasagna casserole. A little ricotta cheese made from raccoon milk. Maybe a hot, buff, 6'5" guy dressed up like Mr. Belvedere helping me cook it up. It's a good time. That's a good time. And some other casseroles I like. It's tuna noodle casserole. You know what I like most about the tuna noodle casserole? It's the smell. Reminds me a lot of... Reminds me of my ex-wife. The woman's trying to take Billy, my baboon. I don't like it. It's okay. I'm going to move on. This is hitting my heart pretty heavy. I could use a caller or two. Someone to console me right now would be quite nice. 210-888-9198. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and continue to reminisce about casserole, tasty taco bowl, maybe some cornbread. Looks like we have a caller. Let's go ahead and take that. JJHI Radio, you are live.
Hello there. It's good to talk to you. I've got my finger stuck in a clamp. I just wondered if you maybe knew how to take care of this kind of situation.
Your finger is stuck in a what, good lad?
My finger's stuck in a clamp. I don't know
what you're saying.
It's stuck in a fucking clamp.
I've got my finger stuck in a clamp.
Excuse me?
It sounds like are you calling from Scotland? Because I'm going to have to adjust my ears for your accent. If you said clam, I just want to go ahead and divert real quick. I'm going to listen to you, but have you guys tried the new Clam Slam breakfast at Black Market Breakfast Cafe? It is amazing. I mean, the Clam Slam...
doing a fucking ad in the middle of my call.
Well, hold your horses, Mr. Football Club, okay? You're on my show.
Help me out then. My finger's turning. Have you got some advice for me? Are you just going to talk about your clam sandwich?
Well, I can't understand anything you're saying, Mr. I don't even have a name for you yet. Look, I don't know what your finger's stuck in, but have you had the clam slam? Have you ever had a bald eagle egg from the Black Market Cafe? Sunny side up?
Out of control here. I really need help. I mean, I really, really need help here. Have you got some advice for me?
I got all the advice you could ever possibly need. Problem is your accent. It just sounds terrible.
Because I'm from Scotland?
You're going to have to speak English for me. So what is your finger stuck
in? I'm speaking the English, the England's English.
How about that?
All right. I thought you were going to say the King's English, which I thought was funny because, you know, you guys don't like the King. So your finger's stuck in a clam. Go.
Yes. That's correct.
Well, what type of clam is it? Is it a gooey duck? You know what a gooey
it's
duck
stuck
is?
In a clump. In a clump.
Oh, a plant. Yeah, what do you have around the house that could maybe help you with the clamp? What do you got around the house?
I'm in my wood shop right now, so I've got a hacksaw, but obviously I don't want to do that. I've got the screwdriver. Got a banana.
Do you have a spanner or a wrench? Huh? Do you have a spanner?
I do have a spanner.
Okay, well go ahead.
Okay, I've got the spanner. Say that again,
yeah,
lad.
Okay. Oh, no, nothing. I was going to say Astro Glide would probably be the first step.
Astro Glide. Could you help me out there? I'm not from here. What's the Astro Glide? What is that?
Okay, something else. What kind of stuff do people have in Scotland that are just laying around the house that you could use as a lubricant? The orange, you got marmalade? You got any marmalade in the house?
Oh, it's marmalade. I think I do have some marmalade here, actually. I do.
Okay, Greg, go ahead and get your marmalade.
Marmalade.
I've got me marmalade. Okay. What would you like me to do with that now?
Okay, go ahead and unzip your pants.
Okay.
Okay, now just go ahead and lie down on your back.
All right. Okay, I'm getting on my back here. There we go.
Okay.
All
right. Now go ahead and zip your pants back up. I just wanted to see if you would do what I tell you. Obviously, some sort of submissive here. Yeah.
Got that zipped right back up. Okay.
Okay, lad. You got that? All right. Stick your fingers in the jar of marmalade. Will the
top right.
fit in there as well?
Okay, yeah, I've got the part of the clamp in there now.
Okay, just go ahead and let it marinate for a few minutes, and then you should be loose enough to pull out. You got anything else you want to talk about with that Shrek accent of yours for the next few minutes?
I miss my family. We could talk about that. I really miss my family.
Where's your family?
They're across the pond, so... It's lonely. It's a lonely life.
Well, what happened? Did the doors take him away, or what happened to your family?
Oh, they're back in Scotland, actually. And they died.
Well, where are you? Oh, they died. Oh, my.
Yeah, they were actually involved in a... In a dancing accident. They were doing tap. Aggressive, very aggressive tap dancing.
That is extreme tap dancing right there. What kind of music do you tap to when you extreme tap dance? Again, sorry for your loss.
Well, it's mostly Celtic music. I don't think that you'd be familiar.
Well, sorry, I've been to Middle Earth a few times.
So what are we doing with this marmalade here?
It's marinating. I'll let you know when the timer's up. Just hold your kilt still and keep your panties zipped up and we'll be all right. Sing one of those Scottish jigs that you had hardcore tap dance to. Preferably the one that your family died while dancing to.
Jigs. Oh, my lady's got a big bag.
Sing it. Sing it now. That's the one we want to hear.
Let it rip.
Those bagpipes fly.
Oh, we do. Absolutely.
You going to sing me the song or what?
Oh, sure. Sure. It goes, me lady's got a big bag for Papa. Me lady's got haggis for me. My lady's got haggis and big bags. So come here, me lady, to me. Something like that. There. Not doing a very good job.
Bravo. No, that was great. That was great. All right, go ahead and just grab the clamp with your other hand, your free hand, and just yank it on out.
Oh, great. Oh. It worked.
Yeah, butter.
I got my finger out. Thank you.
Don't you wish you would have been a little less frustrated and just let me talk to you earlier?
Another hand free.
Well, you got that, ladies and gentlemen. We have another hand free here on the JJHI Radio live show. We talked about Mr. Lattice's wife's casserole. We talked about Madonna singing for Aerosmith. It's been a great show. Pam and I are wide out in the open. Thanks for listening tonight. You guys have a good night. Thanks for calling. I love you. JJ will be back next week, everybody. Unfortunately. Tune in next week. Jesus Christ. Tim, you're telling me I have to say more stuff? Okay.
This has been JJHI Radio. See you next week.